So, Paul, welcome to Drive. Great to speak with you, finally.
Thanks very much. John, how are you?
You're a tough man to track down.
Oh, yeah, and incidentally, you don't have to call me Sir Paul. Just Sir is fine.
How do you remember that show 50 years ago?
Really, really well. It was really clear. It was such a big thing, you know. There were 73, 74 million people watching the telly, and no one had ever seen any figures like that before. The Super Bowl last week only had 110, and that's after 50 years. 110 million, I mean.
Well, I should say, the voice of Paul McCartney today, it's actually coming from Scott Vance. Scott is Perth's version of Sir Paul McCartney. He's part of the Australian Beatles show. G'day to you, Scott.
Thanks, John. How you doing?
Yeah, that's a very convincing Liverpudlian accent you've got.
Yeah, unless you're an actual Liverpudlian, then you'd probably be, you know, pretty
horrified.
Unconvinced.
When did you first start playing Beatles covers?
Oh, it'd be about 94, about 20 years ago.
Rightio. And what was the hardest part of that in terms of, you play the part of Paul, what was toughest in terms of getting up to speed on that role?
Well, it's a lot of it is, although on the surface it's pretty straightforward playing and singing, but a lot of the bass parts are quite complicated, and singing along with them is took a little bit of getting used to. I'd always played bass and sung, but this was a lot more difficult.
Because it is a very different style of bass that Paul played and plays.
Yeah, well, he kind of defined bass playing. It hadn't been a very featured instrument before Paul, and he really brought it to the fore and made it an instrument on its own.
Hey, for you guys, Scott, who's the hardest Beatle to impersonate?
Well, I've had enough trouble doing just the one, so I've stuck with him. Everyone's got their part to play, the reason the Beatles, we're still talking about them now, is that everything was in place and, you know, everything worked. And every bit is not technically necessarily the most difficult to play, but everything's got to be where it's supposed to be in order for it to work.
Who do you think has done a great cover of a Beatles song? What's your favourite?
No, I quite like the one you just played, U2. It was pretty good. There was a lot of good ones in the film Across the Universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Fiona Apple also did a great version of that song, Across the Universe. Elton John, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was a great one. But I still end up going back to the originals because that's where the... as good as some of the covers are, that the original is where the real magic is.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, it's great chatting with you today. Scott, thanks very much for being a sport and chatting to us on Drive.
Okay, thanks very much, John.
Cheerio to you. That's Scott Vance. He plays Paul McCartney in the Australian Beatles. Let's have another cover. This is...